Hungary's State Secretary for the Aid of Persecuted Christians and the Hungary Helps Program, Tristan Asbay, is worried. He tells Vatican News that Christians are now the most persecuted people in the world. That's why, he says, Hungary wants to set up an international alliance with several governments to help Christian believers and other faith minorities during an upcoming conference next month.
We have an aim of collecting and mobilizing governments on one platform that would coordinate its efforts to help the persecuted Christians of Middle East, Africa, and also other minority groups are persecuted for their religion and belief. When we are talking about worldwide Christianity, there are more than 245 million people who are either persecuted by genocidal attacks or discriminated by law or by social pressure in the world. 245 million, that it creates it as the one of the most important and the gravest human rights crisis of our time.
The State Secretary also confirms that the issue is high on the agenda Wednesday during talks in Budapest between Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban and Russian President Vladimir Putin. Both leaders will also meet Middle East church leaders.
This opportunity of President Putin having high-level meetings in Budapest provides the grave opportunity to introduce our partners as the leaders of the persecuted Christian churches of the Middle East, show our humanitarian model and perhaps see what can be done either from the Russian Federation or the Russian Orthodox Church.
Hungary is already coordinating efforts with the United States and Poland, and the government seeks cooperation with other countries in Central and Eastern Europe. Hungary says the move is aimed to help persecuted Christians to stay in their own countries rather than emigrate to the West. The country has spent tens of millions of dollars on humanitarian aid, including rebuilding hospitals, schools, and churches in war-torn Syria and other nations. Those efforts were welcomed at a conference in Budapest Tuesday, attended by crucial church leaders representing Catholic, Orthodox, and other Christians in the Middle East. Patriarch Ignatius Ephrem II of the Syriac Orthodox Church noted that Middle East Christians feel often alone amid ongoing violence that even killed infants.
Many times we feel we are abandoned as Christians of the Middle East. We feel that we have no friends, that no one cares about us. We have seen throughout these years of war that countries and governments are mostly interested about their own interests, about their own, about imposing their own ideas, their own agendas, but they don't really care much about the people.
And he and other church leaders warned there is little time to prevent the extinction of Christian communities in the Middle East. Most Christians have fled the troubled region because of ongoing attacks by Islamic State and other extremist groups. For Vatican News, I am Stefan Bos in Budapest.